All right, 7 minutes gone past the hour of five. We don't have much time and I have a lot of things to cover. But basically, my question is simple. If you're watching live on Facebook, you already have seen the question I'm asking. I mean, that's even my topic. My topic is my question. My question is my topic. Once again, welcome. You're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kalada Kurubatibo. And what is my question? My question is the FCT minister, Barrister Yesome Ezenwanwike, being misconstrued, being misunderstood, given the political drama happening in Rivers State? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. I came across a video from Sunday. Apparently, you know, a larger part of the media missed out on that video. It was a visit by Wakrike. The Wakrike people, they paid a visit, you know, to the FCT minister on Sunday, I think at his residence, I want to believe, but somewhere in Port Harcourt. And the reason was to, you know, thank him for appointing Buma Iyaye as executive director, NDDC. Now, it made certain statements without making, you know, how do I put it? It said those things subtly. It did not come out directly to say, oh, this is why I'm saying it. But in those statements he made, or in the statements he made, he pointed to the rifts between him and the governor of River State. And he's trying to explain, and he said, see, it's been misunderstood, and a lot of the things out there in the media are propaganda. So I've got a lot of, you know, the sounds are very much, I've got about five sounds, so you would bear with me. We'll be talking, and I'll be playing the sounds, and eventually I'll get your reactions. So let's do this thing together. Remember, we're looking forward to the solution, the political impasse in River State. But he did mention that he's not after the resources of River State. He has a good position. The president has given him a good position. But you see, like how he fought, you know, for some Rivers sons to be appointed into certain positions at the federal level, it's because, one, he wants to build the structure of the PDP in Rivers State, and, you know, so that more people can win elections under the platform of the PDP, and also so that development can spread across Rivers State. So I'm not going to do the talking. I'm going to let him do the talking. I'm going to start by playing. Okay, just give me a minute there. Okay, so let's take a listen to this one now.
I'm a minister of FCT, not just minister, minister of what? Federal capital. What is that I'm looking for? All I'm saying, don't put the ladder down that you used to climb. When you are coming back, you still need the ladder. Is it the wrong thing I say?
No.
Don't put the ladder down. Still maintain that ladder to be strong. So when you want to come down, you will not have a problem. Some people now misinterpret it to say that, oh, until you get 25% of contract, until you get this, until you get that. As a politician, if the structure that produced Boba, that is now Executive Director of Finance Admin, Mama said he doesn't want us. Would we force ourselves?
No.
All we'll do is to go and prepare a house again. We are politicians. We'll go back. Since Mama said he doesn't want us, we'll force ourselves on Mama. We'll come back home and begin to mourn. And then say, what do we do? Because there are other people who also have their own ambition. They must not allow it to die or destroy. They don't want to run for assembly. They don't want to go to the National Assembly. You must also protect them. This is the ladder they want to climb with. So we will not allow that ladder to be destroyed. You that have come, stay there, don't come down.
All right, so you also talked about maintaining the structure, yeah? He said it is important because they are politicians and it's important that they maintain the structure. But let's take a listen to what the FCT minister said about structure.
You know, I'm going to say, the day you came, I told you, power and money is a different thing. Now they are calling you physically. You don't have money. They are going, now that money will come, I want them to see God if you feel. A lot of the politicians who have always been with you, don't push them and then away now, begin to make new friends. When I call you, why are you doing this? Don't go, so you should make a return to me. That's why I'm questioning you. Because the next thing you hear when I say, but my wife is wrong, then you get angry. When they ask you, every day is calling me as she bring money. You know, that's the only blackmail. Propaganda for Zachary. Because he told me to bring 5 billion every day. That's why it's after me. See the relationship, keep to it. God knows why he said it is you. God don't make any mistake. The Amano of Bola said, for the interest of Niger Delta, for the interest of River State, for the interest of where you come from, because if you were to come from somewhere.
Yes.
He good for outside, no good for home. He good, that's why you're a good man.
Oh.
As he good for outside, to make you good for
home.
Oh. For you change the narrative. Everything has a bad name. Deep part of history. But we change the narrative. Mr. President, motto is the need hope agenda. We have lost hope. That is, bring back that hope for the development of the region. Not 4 classroom block, not 6 classroom block, not water hyacinth, not doing 1 kilometer road to my house. Do what will impact on the region.
Right.
Go and do regional projects. From River State, link to Bayelsa. From Bayelsa, link to Soso Place. That's how the government can come in the Niger.
All right, so that's what the FCT...
six classroom block.
Okay, that's what the FCT minister described as maintaining the structure. He said, work with the politicians that, you know, were there for you even before you became executive director and NDDC. And make sure that, you know, you also work for the development of the region. And that's the best way to maintain the structure, bring about development, let there be hope renewed in, you know, the Niger Deltans. And so, you know, everybody's going to be happy with the PDP and all of that stuff. He went ahead to say that he is not an ethnic bigot. You know, there have been the argument, oh, is it because the governor is an Ijaw man and that's why, you know, there is all of the fight and all of that stuff. My goodness. Let's take a listen yet again to what he had to say.
Boma is an Ijaw man. Boma is not an Ikwe man. I would have wanted to choose an Ikwe man, or an Ijaw man, or an Ogoni man. Is not correct?
Yes, correct.
But it's a young man who has shown that he has capacity to mix with everybody, irrespective of where you come from. So why do you have to listen? You have to go. The member representing Bayelsa, Rivers, and Delta Federal Civil Service Commission. Do you understand what the Federal Civil Service Commission? Who will talk about employment in charge of these three states? I went to Andoni. I'm a young man. I said, oh, you have experience. We have to present us there. In the Federal Civil Service Commission, I read by the ways, former head of service of universities. You're a German. Population Commission. Harry Ogi is a German. President just nominated him. I don't discriminate. All I ask is, remember where you are coming from.
Okay.
I don't think that is too much to ask.
Okay. He mentioned the people he has fought for in terms of appointment into Tinubu's cabinet or into the federal civil service. Let me put it that way. He said he's not an ethnic bigot. He's not into ethnicity and all of that stuff. But more importantly, you and I, we talked about this one time and we said, oh, now that he has been, at the time, now that he has been appointed as minister, would this benefit River State? I know we argued and we asked that question. Does it look like it's becoming beneficial to River State? You know, this is part of the many questions I have in my head. When I saw the video, I was like, oh, okay, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. Have we all been misunderstood? You know, I always ask this kind of questions and I like to play the devil's advocate. But have we all been misunderstanding the FCT minister? Is that a miscommunication somewhere? Because I remember yesterday when we talked about recalling legislators, some people did call in and say, oh, let there be peace. Let us have peace. Let there be some kind of reconciliation, because that's the only way for, you know, the state to move forward, because we don't want all of these fights. But let's take a listen one more time, and this is the final one, I promise you, to how he said he fought for River State to be, you know, on the map in terms of the appointments happening at the federal, you know, the federal level. Take a listen.
The good thing when they say loyalty, loyalty is money, you bring money. The good misunderstanding is that let him be. What return can he make? What money will he give me? I said I was going to support you because that's a project which I didn't do. But I feel that if you enter in this, you should try. For whatever it is worth, even that will be whatever you have achieved as executive director of NDC, you must do it. Go come back hungry, but make sure that project is done. You will have put your name in the Guinness Book of Records. And what is that project today? I told him, he came with my team director the other day. I said, look, whatever it takes, they must try from Brooklyn through Okrika to Ebene. Make sure that that's. With the chairman and the MD and all the executive directors, I repeated, I said, I don't need anything. The only thing I need. Make sure that that project is done. If you do that, then we would have, if the state government completes the ring road, then we would have had the complete ring road in the state. That ring road was conceptualized by me, approved by me as governor in state leading council meeting. Initiated it, went to settle for it in Germany with Biden, and I told the state government the only way we can achieve this, go and take loan from Zenon Bank. And we asked Jonas Berger, how many years this thing will finish? computer when I say 3 years. I said, fine. If you do the same role in 3 years, the second time is sure. So don't bother about inconveniences. Borrow the money. Let the bank be deducted for you every month. But you would have achieved it. 3 years, you have to come back next 1 year for governorship election. So you have something to present to the public. If I had any bad intention, I would not have done that. I never left liabilities.
All right.
I never left debt.
Okay. So you and I should talk now, but should I use the word unfortunately? There is commercial coming up in 1 minute 30 seconds. Okay, so I would ask you to start sending in your messages. I can see the phone lines ringing already. I'll ask you to send your messages first via WhatsApp or Facebook. Facebook with Live Nigeria Info PA. Drop your comments in the comment section. There is a question there already. Or you can send your thoughts and your contributions to the WhatsApp number 0809 0306 416. We're active on X as well, formerly Twitter. Nigeria Info PH is the handle. We're live rather on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. And the question I'm asking is, after listening to the governor, or the former governor, I beg your pardon, apologies, the former governor talk, do you think he has made, you know, some valid points? Basically, his fight is for, according to him, not my words, his fight is for the development of River State and the Niger Delta, and everything he's doing is not for personal gains, but for the development of River State. He also went ahead, you know, to point to the fact that, you know, he just wants to maintain the structure. The people who fought for, you know, the structure should be carried along. So what are your thoughts? Commercial break. We'll be right back.
News after this break on Nigeria Info.
Hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, time is fast spent. The commercials, my goodness. But we still will try. We still will try to do the best with the remaining time. You and I will talk for development, nonetheless. Development of River State. Remember, there is open season. There is open season where you and I will still tackle this issue and talk. All right. So without further ado, the phone numbers, the call numbers are 817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-0306416. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. And we are active on X, Nigeria Info PH. All right, let's get the conversation started. This one says, good evening, sir. There is nothing like misunderstanding or to misconstrue Wike. Wike, during his 8 years in office, showed clearly that he does not have interest for the people. Rather, all he did or is doing is for his personal gain. Which structure was he talking about? Is there any structure that will be greater than human capital development? Someone that didn't conduct civil servant employment, he shot RSSDA, he closed Songhai Farm, thereby rendering a lot of people jobless. He couldn't even allow the last batch of overseas scholarship to finish before closing that route. He shot Ambassador Inne Korobon Model Secondary School at Ebubu Eleme. He sacked cleaners, women, computer instructors, gardeners, and security personnel in Moda Primary Schools, which made all the properties in the schools to be stolen. He didn't promote civil servants in River State for 8 years. He closed Buguma Fish Farm. He closed Plantation in Ogoni. He held centers and public schools, especially primary and secondary, are in shambles. In fact, the list is endless. Today he's talking about ladder for himself. You should remember what goes around comes around. Ida from Inkoro. Ida, welcome on the show. Let's talk.
Yeah,
Kalada, I greet you right back.
What's up? Ida,
I'm not the one who talked about Ida. I'm not the one who talked about ladder.
I'm not talking of you. I'm talking of the former governor's statement.
Okay.
I listen before I call now.
Okay.
When you're talking about structure, Kalaga, 2015, when AP was briefing researched at the line, I wanted to be that problem.
That's an allegation.
Went and took people I don't know whether you're in River State. Yeah, that matter.
Yet again, that's an allegation.
In River State, but we made PDP rule. As long as compensate me, did you do anything for me? The bed that drink all those things, they don't push you from my house. You're talking about structure. Good of wife made you become who you are. You insulted her, you walk away from her. Did she come and talk about structure? So
you
should leave structure.
All right,
if you're doing something for somebody, don't say it out.
All right, then.
Don't eat so that
God
will
reward you.
Don't
reward
yourself.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much.
God bless you.
Yeah. All right. Clinton from Bori, welcome, Clinton. What's on your mind?
Kaladad, good evening.
Welcome, Clinton.
Now, you are a reverse man, Kaladad. So
yes,
if I ask you this question.
But I wouldn't answer you nonetheless, but just go ahead.
Look, as a journalist, you won't answer, but as a reverse man, you can answer.
I will still not answer you, but go ahead.
It's all right. The truth of the matter is that the former governor is the one misunderstanding himself.
Okay.
Because if he's trying to like confuse us reverse fools, he has failed. The former governor was for 8 years from Calendar. He did not do promotion for civil servants. He did not even do any form of human capital development. He did not employ anybody. Mm. Even the ones that are employed in Kempoli, he brought them back to the house. So now, if I don't even assume that he's even fighting for reverse people, what have the governor done? He appointed all the commissioners. If you look at the commissioner with this foreign governor, these are loyalists to the former governor. So how come he's telling us now that he has refused to work with those that brought him to power? So that's another lie, Kalanda.
Okay.
So the government is not going to allow SIM to perform optimally. And I should, my own advice to SIM is that it should not consolidate anything.
Okay.
Because there's nothing to consolidate on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've got Patrick from HA. Patrick, welcome. What is on your mind, please?
Yes, Kalanda. Good evening.
Yeah, greetings to you.
I want to comment on that comment of FEC minister. It means well for River City.
Okay.
I will say it means well because the structure is...
All right, I'm talking about structure. I guess your structure has been cut off. David from Transamari, welcome. What is on your mind, please tell me.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Mr. Esewike, FEC minister... It's an ethnic bigot. Ask me what I said to.
Sorry, you can't say that on radio. That's not a nice thing to say, and it's not radio friendly.
No,
you're assassinating. No, David. We have rules on radio. You're assassinating the character of a person. There are better ways to make your point, and that's how it's done.
No. Okay,
I need to take it back. Yeah, thank you. All right.
Now listen. When he was a chief, he said, when I do my side, when the next man comes, you do your side. Did you hear when he said so when he was on seat?
Okay.
He said it. That showed that he has five, six sides. When he was supposed to be the governor of it, I said, he's been a governor of a side. Now, let me tell you again, on his appointment, these are all political. There is, if you mock me today, there is nothing those guys will do that will be beneficial to River State. And quickly, on the ring road, if Mr. Yusuke, when I was a governor, knows that the role of urban and regional planners, he will know that negotiation for support, it does not sincerely mean that you need to build a ring road. You have to utilize all the cases you have for crying out loud. You are moving the department from USC. Where did he send it to? Israeland. Did he send it to this other? No. That is true. Absolutely true.
He said you send it to Ikwerre. Correct me. Is it Ikwerre he sent it to? MOI, yes. What about HA and the other campus at, what's the name of the other local government? I mean, he sent it to three different local governments. Only one is in Ikwerre.
Sorry, which other campus is where I'm at?
There's one in HA.
Where is the other one?
I'm trying to remember. It's just not coming to me now, but it's one in MOI.
That's what we are talking about.
Okay.
You want to build River State on the upland and you're leaving the river, right? And allowed. That is our contention here. Because Mr. Isuriko also said, which he does, stupid he does. Did you people in the media have correctly said when they were saying stupid he does? He said it on radio. Everybody heard it.
I probably didn't hear. So, if I heard it, I would have talked about it. But go ahead.
Canada is saying it. Help other callers correctly if I'm wrong. If you don't think it's said, which is just stupid, just. If you don't think it's on there.
All right then.
Yes. Other callers should call correctly.
All right.
So this alleging and not alleging, whatever it is which has done in our appointment, is building the structure for APC. Mackie, say what you're saying, that APC was a counter party.
All right. Thank you very much, David. I've got to let you go at this point. I've got Tobias. Tobias is calling from Port Harcourt Township. Tobias, welcome on the show. What is on your mind?
Good day, Kalada.
Yes, welcome.
I want to say that Wike, the former governor, is just trying to make himself more relevant because going to meet different ethnic groups to tell them, to talk to them so that they will have pity or they will feel that it's making sense. For me, it won't take you anywhere. The river people, we know him. We know how he play politics. We know he can talk and convince people. We know him. It should just allow him to do this state for us. It should allow
him.
All right, then.
It should allow.
I know his body language have told him that the river people want him. It should allow him. He's just going to talk to different ethnic groups.
But they went to visit him. It's not like he went to meet them. And secondly, he's saying he's not stopping.
Strategy.
Okay.
So that he will talk to people and so that we'll have pity for him. There is no point. He's not even making any point. He's not making any point. He should leave the man alone and look to who is he. Okay. Hello? Are you saying something?
No, I'm listening to you.
Hello?
I am listening to you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Oh, my. Tobias, sorry, I've got to let you go. Obed from OGRA. Okay, that one also is not connecting. All right, let's read some messages. Sorry, I had to make a quick... okay, let's see. The political gladiators should relax because the Rivers people know the truth. Fidelis Elemuwa, okay? This was his five-year governor, Seem. I will remove all the commissioners appointed by the former governor. He will not... Hell will not fall, but he will soon go down and disgrace himself out of politics. Evangelist Nathaniel. All right, let's see this one. This was a greetings without mincing words. The youths of River State didn't benefit from Wike's 8 years administration. The structure Wike is claiming that belongs to him is the youths he abandoned throughout his 8 years administration. From Elder Tango to Abilitia to Igu. Best is calling from Degema. Let's take a listen. Best, welcome on the show. What is on your mind, please?
Good evening, Kalada.
Yeah, greetings.
Yes. The former governor, Nyesom Wike, I think other people brought him in.
Okay.
So if he happens to bring him, there is nothing bad there. It's God that gives power, not man.
He said God finds him favor in his sight
and then give it to him. Then he should relax. He should stop disturbing the young man. We want River State to move forward.
Okay.
The people that brought him, he disappointed them.
Okay.
It's only God that don't disappoint. So if it happens that sin turned his back against him, there is nothing bad there. He should just relax and wait for 2027. Then he can, if he feels that he can choose him the way out, then he should do it.
All right.
I think that Sim is the best governor that we have now.
Okay.
Look at the intense of empowerment. Look at the intense of salary. What, I'm not a worker anyway, but I think that I have workers around me. And they are all smiling. They are all happy with him.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Canada. Mm. We, the youth in River State, we are solidly behind in back of him.
All right.
Because we believe that Sim will take River State to the promised land if they allow him.
All right, then. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Best, and thank you very much. Let's read some messages, and let's go on Facebook, and let's see what messages do we have there. Loading. Let's go back to WhatsApp. This one says, Sawike, please be informed that structure collapsed immediately when you left office. The governor seems to be allowed to constitute his structures. Confidence in Lebedim from Osuzue Che. Let's see now. This one says, Port Harcourt is old and choked. Amaechi brought the idea of Greater Port Harcourt. We need to go back there, follow the master plan. We need it. Ogbonda Fobi. Ogbu Chimgozirim Larry says, good evening. I sincerely believe for a man like Wike who fought tooth and nail to revive PDP, I don't think he's asking for too much if he wants to maintain the structure of the party. Don't forget the structure brought in the Inkven governors. Allowing a man who uses a structure to bring on board a governor is not a bad idea. Every government will have its own structure, but we should allow Wike enjoy it for now. 5 months is too small to start having fracas in a serene state like River State. Larry from Port Harcourt. Larry, thank you. Courage Bobo Wosu says, when we fail to take advice from our elders, we normally have issues in the future. Advice, no, because. Odwaki says, poor man Bikingo thinks say, these two politicians are fighting for them. The way Rivers people channel their energy to talk about politics. Hey, if they channel only 2% to fight poverty like we fight one another, I am sure it will be like Dubai. Gift is calling from Yenigua. Let's take a listen to Gift. Gift, welcome.
Canada.
Yeah, welcome. My brother. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you for this wonderful topic, and God will bless you, Canada, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I am an German. Okay. I supported both UK and Sin.
Okay.
It's getting out of hand some of us from the Germans' behavior. You can imagine till tomorrow I will support him and I will support UK.
Okay.
People are talking about education, this for you, did that for you. In this country, everybody is aware what played out. It was because the chairman that you call the chairman that spoke good luck, not even to me, president, as my answer. What are you saying? What are you saying? A man that built a structure from nowhere, everybody ran away from PDP, PDP collapsed category, and you are here abusing Wicked. I will not try them to abuse Wicked. A lot of his statues, do you know why? He's better than a neighbor. He's better than inside PDP, which is the Atiku Party. In PDP, a man that calls PDP, Boko Haram Party. People are forgotten so soon. The structure is still under Wicked. Whether the governor seems like it or not, that's the truth. He will face governor.
It's not a shouting match. But what do you mean by the governor will handle governance while Wike handles politics? I don't understand.
Yes.
When Wike was governor. No, wait, let me ask my question, Gift. But Lagos is not Rivers. Lagos is not Rivers.
That is handling all political matters.
Well, Lagos is not Rivers.
For the president governor.
But
they
yet again,
yet again,
Lagos is not Rivers State, and that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you very much, Gift. We're trying to have a conversation. Britt from Buguma, welcome. What is on your mind?
Good evening, Mr. Basibo.
Welcome.
Yes, the truth is that the former governor always talking about structure. And if I look at his structure is the people and the grassroots that decided to follow you. And if those people decided to not follow you, that is when your structure collapsed.
Okay.
And right now, as I speak with you, before 2016, the governor of Kenya State, the then governor, not Mr. Kitanishi, the structure was taken from him and gave to him from him. And he used the structure and he used it permanently. Right now, as at then, when he was the governor, he was the leader of the party. As a governor. But today he's not a governor. He is still claiming leader of the party and having a structure.
All right.
Now, he's trying to take a structure
is another specific structure that he's about to take. He's making every move to take. And he's telling that Tim Chilling become a leader of the party. He should allow this young man to do his work. These are people elected him.
Okay.
Please.
All right, thank you, Bray. Bray, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. I've got to go. I've got to go now. Let's not make this, you know, an ethnic thing. This one says, the Minister of FCT asking Bumai Aye and Rivers Bias and Akwaibom representatives to do regional projects. My question is, how many rural communities did he link with the city or within the city when he was the governor of the state? All that the FCT minister said, which he played for us here, are mere sayings, which does not represent the truth, as he often said in the voice note that he is a politician. Young chief from Ido. All right, this one says, good evening, Canada. Yes, the former governor has done it, but if that ladder is maintained, it will get rusted. Such that it will not be able to lead River State to the anticipated growth and development of the state. You should ask, is said structure to support its success? So after all, it's the same PDP family. Sassan Alaya Joseph Fubara is our governor and he's doing well. All right. Greed, tyranny, bullying, wickedness should not be part of any leader. Godfatherism has no good intentions. Mate Ali betrayed.